Every once in a while, I need to remind you of a certain thing. And today is that day when I remind you of a certain thing, namely why there is one God and why God likes to point out that there is one God. This is an important truth. I told this to you before. I don't remember the last time I did, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. This needs to be repeated at least annually. I'm going to repeat it today. It has to do with my message yesterday. The disciples asked our Lord, when our Lord began making hard statements, and many of his disciples began to leave. This is not the inner circle, but the hangers-on. They started to leave because his sayings became difficult, and they had too much defending to do among their friends. And their friends started to say, why are you following this guy that says you have to eat my body and drink my blood? And again, this is important. Jesus did this purposely to make things difficult so that you'd have to hang on. You'd have to really grip. You'd have to want it with all your heart and all your soul, because if it was easy, there would be no value in it. God puts us purposely in difficult places. I should explain to you why I'm outside. Is my car's getting very hot. It's becoming very hot here in South Florida. And at the beginning of April, my phone just shuts down because I have to perch it near the windshield, and the greenhouse effect takes it down. So I might be out here a while. This is a wall behind the cottage on the same property as my house. Maybe I'll have a different location, but who cares? Let's get to the main points here. But before I do, I do have to tell you one more thing. I'm going to be at Alan Hess's assembly. I'm going to be speaking at Alan Hess's meeting on April 18th. I don't know what today is. Whatever it is, it's April. April the 18th, I will be in Salisbury, North Carolina. That's near Faith, North Carolina, about an hour's north of Charlotte. 7 p.m. One night only. Alan usually broadcasts this meeting. He usually hosts it on Wednesdays. He broadcasts it live. So if you can't make it to the meeting, you'll be able to watch me live on April 18th at 7 p.m. Wednesday, April 18th. I'll remind you again as the time draws near. But for those who want to come to the meeting, there's usually about 50 people there. Alan has a nice group. I will be there one night only, Wednesday, April 18th, 2018, in Salisbury, North Carolina. Here's the address of the place. 108 North Main Street. 108 North Main Street, Salisbury, Salisbury, North Carolina. If you want to contact Alan Hess, he's a great speaker. He is an evangelist. He understands this truth. You can contact him at his email address, ahess0773@yahoo.com. That's ahess with two S's, 0773@yahoo.com. Okay, it was probably 2000 and, oh, you get to meet my landlady too. Juliana Da Silva is going to be there because she's going up with me. We're going to visit Waylon and Regina Dabbs. I should have mentioned that. Waylon and Regina have been in North Carolina. It's where they're from for a couple months. And so we miss them. I miss them. And Juliana says, well, she misses them too. She knows them, loves them. So we're both going up there. So Juliana is going to be at this meeting. It's going to be great. She's never seen me do my thing. Well, she's going to see it on Wednesday, and so will you. Come there and meet me. I'm sure the hotels are not very expensive around that area. I'm just saying. So it was around 2003, probably. I remember walking to work. It was winter. I was living in Greenwich, Ohio, and my little office was above the post office downtown. You probably remember that from my old Zender talks. And the just kept going through my head, the question, why is there only one God? Why is there only one God? And maybe it was an election year. Maybe it was November. And maybe it was the thing where I was thanking God. This is what it was. I was thanking God that there's not an election every year for a new God. We don't have to go through this election crap. We don't have to study the issues. Well, you should still study scriptural issues, but there's no election, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a democracy. It's not a republic. Basically, with God, it's a dictatorship. There's one God. That's it. He's running this show. Love him, and you can't even leave him. I was going to say love him or leave him, but you can't even leave him. He's the one and only. And then, I'm thankful for that. You have to deal with this one. Then it hit me. My God, that's why there's only one God. You have to deal with this one. Because if there was another God, we might go for it. That's right. We might go for another God. Don't think too highly of yourself. I thought of this yesterday when I was talking about the disciples. And them saying that where else could we go? You know, yeah, your truth is tough. Yeah, we wish you were a little easier. We don't like everything you say. You made things hard at home for us, but where else can we go? But that there's a little suggestion in there. I can read between the lines that they would go somewhere else if they could. But their conclusion was, you have the words of aeonian life, and nobody else does. So we're stuck because you have the words of aeonian life. We've tested, they didn't say this, but again, I'm reading between the lines. We've tested others. We've looked around. Other people are put up a Messiah shingle on their building, but they don't have words of aeonian life. They have words of aeonian crap. Are they posers? They're losers. And so we're sticking with you. You're the only one. But if there was somebody else with words of aeonian life and he didn't say things like eat my body, drink my blood, yeah, we might go for them. And that's the thing right there. That's the thing, my friends, is that if there was another capital G God who was running against this God, this capital G God, the one we've been worshiping, the one who sent Paul, the one who sent his son to the cross, this one, yeah, this one, the one who thought World War II was necessary, the one who thought that 9/11 was necessary, or that you getting cancer was necessary, you losing your marriage was necessary, that one. If that one had a competitor, let's say, another capital G God says, I can bring us to the same place. I can bring us to the salvation of all. I can bring us to God all in all. But I can do it. Tell you what, he's running. This is the campaign platform of this alternate capital G God running against the God we've been serving. This difficult one, the one that says difficult things, does difficult things. This other one says, I can get us there without World War II. I can do it without the crucifixion. How's that? We don't have to put my son on the cross. I can get you there without you wrecking your car last week. How about that? I can get you there with you having a nice big house and a new car. I'll tell you that. How about that? Capital G God, I guarantee you, and you're lying to yourself if you don't think that you would not vote, if you think you would not vote for that God. You would vote for that other capital G God who can make the path a little straighter, make the way a little easier, a little less death, few less wars. I guarantee you, you would go for that God. I would vote for that God. I would vote this one out so fast his beard would spin. The end of his beard would crack like a whip because he's tough. But here's the facts, ladies and gentlemen. There is only one God. And that's why we have to deal with him. With him. We have to deal with him. And so, but I'll tell you one thing, is he has our best interests in mind. And because you have no alternatives, you're actually saving your own ass. Because if you had alternatives, you would cheat yourself out of things that you needed. So this one, yeah, he does difficult things, takes us through some crapola, but it's going to be worth it in the end because we stuck with him. This is the disciples. Like, no, we're putting all our marbles on you. That was a real good decision. That was a hell of an investment. A hell of an investment, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, whatever you got. That was a great decision, great investment. We only have one God. And there are some people in the world don't even want that one. There's only one God. No, we're going to invest instead in the world. We don't want the one God. We're going to invest in the world. That's a really stupid mistake. But they're doing it anyway. They're investing in the world. They're investing in, like, other people. They think other people are going to bring them to the promised land. Oh, speaking of other people, I will tell you this, that marriage should be what the one God is to us. Marriage should be in this life, in our little contained realm here. Marriage should be what the one God is. What I mean by that is, the reason you get married is to be with one person. You're stuck, right? You marry and there's no way out of it till you do that whole thing till death do us part. I love that. When I got married, I signed that contract in blood. I'm a lifer, you see. Marriage is great, even if it's not the greatest, because you have somebody who will stay with you no matter what. So you're allowed to fail. No other area of life, where are you allowed to screw up and keep in good graces? I mean, you screw up at your job, you get fired. If you're driving a car and you screw up, you could kill yourself. If a pilot screws up, he's gonna crash the plane. If a surgeon screws up, somebody's gonna die on the operating table. But in a marriage, you can screw up. And somebody, they love you unconditionally. That's the promise. They love you unconditionally. And that's the ideal. And through that, you grow. Because don't you hate it when NFL teams, the Cleveland Browns used to do this all the time. They would get a head coach. And the guy would be doing pretty good. And then one season, he would maybe not have a winning season. So they fire him. Then they'd get another coach. That coach, one season, good season, then he'd have an off season, boom, fire him. They would go through like 10 coaches. They got rid of Bill Belichick one year, and he went to the Patriots because the Browns didn't have the patience to stick with somebody. Go through some rough years, stay with them, stay with them, stay with them. It's going to pay off, it's going to pay off, it's going to pay off. You stay with your spouse, it's going to pay off somehow. Your God's developing you, you know, you just, you're there. There's one, it's just great. It's a great thing. Back to God now. I've talked about marriage. I've talked about the Cleveland Browns. I got to get back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of Paul, more importantly for us. This is the one God. There is no competitor. There is no competing candidate. You can't vote him out of office. I would sure love to hear the offer of the other capital G God. I would weigh it out. Wait a minute. You can get us to the same place, your capital G God. You can get us to the same place without crucifying your son, without my divorce, without World War II? I cast my vote for you. But no, we don't have a choice. And because we don't have a choice, this is the best thing that's ever happened to us, not having a choice. Because we don't have a choice, we're stuck with this one. The disciples had no choice. Where else are we going to go? You alone have words of aeonian life. We're stuck. Oh, that's so good that you're stuck, because now you're going to rule the world in the coming eon. Because we're stuck with the Almighty God, and there is no other, none beside me, no other capital G gods, that's it, you're done. Well, who else has words of aeonian life? The earth, the world doesn't. Other people don't. I've tested it. Yeah. This one. So we're sticking with him. And the payoff is going to be incredible.